All right, guys, so welcome back to another incredible episode of the number one real estate show on the planet, The Rants and Gems Show. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire.
Yes.
License number 317576. And today is our day.
Today is our day. We're being selfish. We don't want no damn guests today. All right. It's about us, Dewan, and you guys. All right. So something that's near and dear to both our hearts. We like to educate our community.
Yeah.
And we always like to give them market updates because it's very important that people understand what's happening in the market, what's trending, what's not trending, et cetera, because there's a lot of bogus information out there.
Absolutely.
On the internet. All right, so quick market update. All right, so this is going to be a quick episode. This is not going to be 40, 50, 80 minute long.
No.
All right, so just get your pen and pad, get ready, and let's talk about the real estate market.
Hey, yo, speak my rants and gems. Speak my rants and gems. Y'all can do it, we discover. Peace to all the kings and the queens where the mother lies. Speak my rants and gems. Speak my rants and gems.
Well, I would like to start off by saying, it's up and it's stubborn.
Yo, you're a fool. I was about to drink my wine and spit that shit out.
It's up and it's stuck. And I know that you guys feel a way about that, but it is. It's up and it's stuck. The numbers are up. You know, properties, we are at an all-time low when it comes to inventory. So what we have now is we have high demand and we have a low inventory. What does that mean? That is pure economics. So when you have high demand and low inventory, what's going to happen is the prices are going to rise. They're going to continue to rise. Mm-hmm. And the last I checked, we are 5.5 million million homes. Again, 5.5 million homes away from meeting the demand of the people that are looking to purchase property. So that means that it's up and it's stuck, baby. There is nothing out here. You can Google it. You can go to CNBC. You can go to ABC. You can go to USA Today. It doesn't matter where you go. Every city, every market, there's low inventory, there's high demand, and there's rising home prices. There is no market crash to be seen anywhere soon.
Look, you heard the queen. She said it's up and it's stuck. And the numbers are proving it so far. What they say, it's up 20% in 2021, year
Absolutely.
Over year, over 2020?
Absolutely. According to Goldman Sachs, they're mm-hmm. going to stay up 16% going into next year.
Wow.
So going into 2022, there's still going to be price increases. What we're hoping to see as real estate professionals is there's a lot of baby boomers that are going to start selling their assets. They're going to start downsizing. So single family homes, which is the hardest hit, and when I say hardest hit, they have the lowest amount of inventory with the highest demand. So they are the single family market is the one that's experiencing the highest increase.
Absolutely.
So when we see the baby boomers start to downsize and move into condos and move into smaller homes, we're going to see a little more inventory, which is why we're projecting a 16% increase. However, we still don't have enough inventory to cover the demand of home buyers out here. So right now, while everybody's waiting for a market crash, or you talk to your auntie and they bought a house back in 2009. I'm here to tell you that there is no article, there is no market data, there is no research to support that notion, and prices will continue to increase. And what we predict mm-hmm. is in 2023, they're going to start evening out. So what do we mean by even out, right?
Explain that.
So what does that mean? I got to give like the bare minimum expense. Like, do you remember you could go to Wendy's mm-hmm. and you could get a burger for 99 cents mm-hmm. and a potato and all that? But now it's $2.50. That's what happens. When prices go up, they're never going to reverse. So our home prices in Atlanta, our average home price is $458,000.
Wow.
It's not going to go down.
Wait, ATL average is $458,000?
$458,000.
Damn.
Honestly, and this is the craziest thing is last year it was $398,000. So we're talking that's in December. So when you have these type of increases, what it's going to tell us is now the demand will kind of slow down a little bit because we'll have more inventory, but nobody's going to go from selling their house from $500,000 and now bring it back to $250,000. That is an old folks tale that has been told many, many years. I feel like it's an old folks tale talking about the market crash of 2008, 2009. You have to recognize you've missed that boat. And not only that, the United States overall, we're in the middle of inflation.
Correct.
So
inflation is huge right now.
And so when inflation happens, that's a spike in increases of everything. This happened in the 70s. And it's happening again now. It happens. That's what happens every 30 to 40 years. It's just a natural cycle of economics.
Absolutely. Look, home prices are increasing, but also look at what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac just came out with. They increased the loan limits, right? Yes. So the loan limits went up from 2020. So you have conforming and then you have high balance of jumbo loan limits, right? Mm-hmm. So in high cost states like New York, DC, California, you have high balance, right? So you can go, like in 2021, the loan limit, I believe, was 548.
Correct.
Right? And then in states like New York, for a single family, you can go up to $822,000 loan, and that means Fannie Mae will buy that loan mm-hmm. from the lender, right? In states like Georgia, right, you don't have, it's not considered a high cost state yet, mm-hmm. but that loan amount for a conventional loan is max at 548, and any loan above 548 is now considered a jumbo mortgage. Now, when they increase this new loan amounts, these new loan limits going into 2022, now you can go up to $625,000 in Georgia, and it's not considered a jumbo mortgage. And in New York, you can go up to, I believe, $934,000, $35,000, somewhere around that. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's right around that number.
Yeah, it is.
On a single family home. That's telling you that the government is fully tapped in. They're fully aware of what's happening with these home prices.
Yes.
And they're trying to make it more affordable for folks who don't live in these, well, folks who live in the high cost areas mm-hmm. and folks who don't live in high cost areas to be able to still get affordable mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And when the government does that, you got to understand there was a time frame for 10 years that the government did not raise the loan limits. It stayed at $417,000, I believe, up until 2018.
Right.
And up until 2018, every single year, they have increased for the past 3 years the loan limits because they have to make it to where people can still get affordable mortgages, right?
Absolutely.
Interest rates, we all know, have been at record-breaking lows. Right now, they're up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the market right now, as of today, you know, we're filming this in October, November-ish.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, when it's air, the rates could be a little bit lower or higher. But as of today, the average conforming conventional mortgage rate is right around 3 to 3.25%.
Correct.
Depending on who you're going to. Now, what all the economists are saying is that in 2022, interest rates are going to go up.
Yes.
To around 3.5 to 3.75%, with home prices still increasing on top of that. So, those of you who are on the sideline, please understand, if you're waiting for some sort of crash to come, good, God bless you, right? Keep waiting.
No.
But it's only going to continue to get more expensive.
Yes.
And I keep trying to tell folks this, if you wait, the rates will go up at some point. These 2% rates that people are getting,
it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
The government is not going to continue to back this. And what happens is we have, it's the FOMO for us. When you mm-hmm. miss out on an opportunity, a lot of us miss out on the opportunity. We didn't have EYL, shout out to the biggest.
Shout out to
ever.
The biggest ever. Okay.
We didn't have ever. The type of platforms to educate us on financial literacy. So we missed the opportunity to buy these homes at low prices when there was a huge market crash. And so everybody's waiting on the side, waiting for something that's not going to happen. I encourage you to jump in the game now. So when the prices are going to continue to increase, the interest rates will go up.
Absolutely.
And so all you're going to do is outprice yourself by waiting. If you want to own something, own your name, own yourself, own some property, and stop waiting on these myths and stop listening to people that don't do this every day. I just talked about this on my social media because I'm sick and tired. You bought one house, one little house, and now you're an expert on the real estate market. We eat, live, breathe this every single day.
Facts.
I do not have another job. If I don't close a deal, then I don't eat. If
Correct.
I don't close a deal, then I'm not compensated. So we do this every day. I manage agents that do this every day, full time. You need to listen to people that are in the market. You know, we're not making these things up. Like, even in our market, like, you know, we still have multiple offers, still have highest and best situations due.
Absolutely.
My client, she lost an offer with on the property because I couldn't believe it. We put a strong offer in. We wrote over $15,000 above asking.
Mm-hmm.
She lost. The home sold $30,000 above asking price.
Wow.
So it sold for $430,000. It was listed for $400,000. What does that tell us? There is someone that's capable, willing, and able.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be the ones building equity while you're waiting on the side for something that's not going to happen, which is a market crash.
Well, and look at it, right? Pay attention to what's happening in the market. You got hedge funds.
Correct.
You got Zillow, you got BlackRock, you got all these folks who have billions of dollars, and they're on record targeting single family homes.
And they're not playing fair.
They're not playing fair at all. They got a big ass piggy bank.
Yes.
And they're using their piggy bank, even though Zillow just came out and said they're going to stop buying homes right now because they have to handle the inventory that they already purchased and finished construction and things of that nature. But you still have so many other corporations out there that are gung-ho to continue to buy single family residences. So while that's still, that money is still in the street.
And even with Zillow, you know, let's be honest. Zillow got something else up their sleeve.
Everything they really do.
So they're
up to something.
They're up to something. And what they're up to is the fact that they built their business off the backs of real estate professionals. We are the ones that were, like, other real estate agents, not me, but they were the ones purchasing ad share, purchasing zip codes, making their pockets fat. So every time an agent, like I know it, like for example, one zip code could cost them $1,000 a month, right? They're spending this with Zillow. When someone reaches out to Zillow, they're connected to the agent. But this is what Zillow did. Every person that reached out to that agent through the Zillow owns that lead.
Correct.
So they own that data. So Zillow is up to something because now they put themselves in a position where they first positioned themselves on the market to be with the agents. Now they're trying to work against us. So they said, let me put a pause on it so they can try to trick us again to get our business again. To start getting more money because people stopped, a lot of agents stopped working with Zillow when they recognized not only was Zillow turned themselves into a broker, now you want to sell property, now you want to buy property, now you want to list property, now you're competing with the very people that helped build your platform.
Absolutely.
Does it make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all. And, you know, as a lender, we've paid our fair share of co-marketing and things of that nature. We help fuel the beast that's out there. But look, it's a free world. They can do whatever they want. They're not doing nothing illegal.
Nope.
And they're buying up everything.
Right?
So that trend will continue, and that's going to continue to make home prices go up, especially in that single family marketplace. So you guys have to just really understand that if you don't jump on some real estate ASAP, you might get priced out.
No, not might. You will get priced out if you don't jump on some real estate ASAP. And you got to be mindful. Focus, you know, I always say it's a difference between the first-time buyer. There's a difference between each person. I'm not going to judge your decision because what I do, I hate when people say, well, buy this property or get the ugliest property on the block. But what if they only got enough money for their down payment and closing costs? What if they don't have enough money to pay out of pocket for a renovation? What if they can't afford it? Mm-hmm. What if there's not, and when you first buy a home, and most people are not moving in with enough equity to pull it out to renovate? So we always got to be mindful of people's circumstances. If you are just someone that say, listen, I want to buy a house and I want to stop renting, and that's your whole goal, I support that because the property is still an asset no matter what. You know what I mean? So understand where you are in your process, but buy something. It doesn't have to be the hugest house, but you want to own in this market. Like, you have too much education out here to not be owning your property.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, we have to own shit.
Yes.
We have to do what we have to do.
Shout out to Aisha.
Shout out to Aisha Selden. But we also have to just be mindful and buy right. You know, Julian Gordon, on our last one of our episodes, said it's all about buying right. And people always ask me, should I buy now? Should I wait for a crash? Should I do this? I tell people, buy right. Right. If you're financially secure, if you have money for down payment, closing costs, you have reserves, et cetera, and you're ready mentally and financially, then yes, you should buy. But buy right. Buy smart. Look for distress. Look for homes that's been on the market 30, 45, 60, 90 days. Those are where the deals are. Look for off market properties. So you can still find some great deals in today's market. But unfortunately, the price is going to continue to go up, in my opinion. Now, I do believe there will be a real estate correction. Third, fourth quarter, 2023.
That's what I said, 2023.
2023, 100%. I think at that time, we're going to start seeing some foreclosures hit the marketplace. But you also got to remember, guys, just really pay attention to this.
But we're still waiting for the foreclosures.
That's going to be a while. Like, people, not all lenders are going to be quick to foreclose on folks, right?
Yeah.
Especially if they got any type of government, Fannie, Freddie type of mortgage, they're going to get enough time as they need, because lenders are not going to be quick to foreclose.
Okay.
And then when they are going to foreclose, in all honesty, they're going to sell it to their buddies on Wall Street, right? Because they got big paper. So you're not even going to have the access. Well, people don't understand how foreclosures work. They don't understand how foreclosures work. People think, you know, and they in my DMs all day long, oh, it's going to be foreclosure crisis. All these people can't afford. I get it. I understand. But you gotta understand, these asset managers and everything, they ain't gonna go to, those things ain't gonna even make the courthouse for the most part. They're going to sell it to hedge funds and get steep discounts because they're gonna be able to sell it at bulk. You're not gonna be in a position to buy bulk.
Not at all.
So you'll probably get the scraps.
And then when you get the scraps, it's like, do you have cash? Because I, you know what, the saddest thing I see is like, you know, you're financing. And you're financing with maybe an FHA or a VA loan, and you're waiting for a foreclosure when you don't recognize that not only is that the least competitive, by the time someone has a property on the market with foreclosure and it's distressed and it has issues and it needs repairs, it's being sold as is without any of those things, mm-hmm. you still have to pass that appraisal inspection, and FHA and VA have different criteria than conventional.
Absolutely.
So then you're waiting on something that you may not be able to take advantage of based on your loan type, based on the condition of the property. Because foreclosures are not all sweet and pretty. They are distressed. People are not happy to leave their homes. Sometimes mm-hmm. they tear them up. Sometimes, I mean, you know, foreclosures, it's not a pretty thing.
It's a lot of issues with
it's
them.
A lot of issues mm-hmm. with them. It's very seldom that a person just leaves and they leave the home in excellent condition. This is not a turnkey property. You know?
No, it's not turnkey. So you got to be prepared for that stuff. But I want you guys to really think about this too. You said the numbers. What is it? 18% in 2021?
16% in 2020. And 18% in 2021, 16% going into next year, according to Goldman Sachs.
So you got to think about it. That's almost up 40% from today's prices when 2023 rolls around.
Correct.
So even if there is a correction, 10%, it's still 30% up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a 20%, it's still 30%
Cheers.
Up over the past couple of years. And that's not even including what's been happening in 2020, 2019.
Correct.
The market was already on fire prior to COVID, right? Going into 2020, it was going crazy already.
Of course.
Right? The pandemic enhanced everything and made it even go crazier. So you guys got to really understand when you're trying to wait for distress, you're trying to wait for this, you're trying to wait for that. It might not work in your favor because the most important thing you got to realize, the feds are going to stop buying mortgage-backed securities. They're going to taper off with this stuff. And what's going to happen eventually, like they're predicting the rates are going to go up to like mid-threes on average for conventional mortgages in 2022. So even if your house goes down, you know, let's say you buy a $500,000 house and it goes from $500,000 to $450,000.
Right.
You can get a 3% interest rate today at the $500,000, but you get a 6% interest rate on the $450,000. You're basically saying you're paying the same payment.
It's the same payment.
It's the same. And I've given this example at seminars and everything. The numbers do not lie.
No.
$450,000 at 6%, $450,000 at 5.5% is the same payment. In actuality, the payment now with the lower interest rate and the higher price, in most cases, work out to be a little bit cheaper by a couple dollars on a monthly basis when we compare principal and interest, not the taxes and insurance. So you got to look at that too. Is it really worth that wait to wait for the prices to decrease 10%, 20% just to pay a higher interest rate?
And to me, that's just, I'm just speaking on generally speaking, like, let's just, for example, you're from New York.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
Y'all one of the most expensive states.
Queens get the money,
right? Have you seen, and I'm serious, a significant price decrease from, let's just say, when you got your license, remember 2007, 2008?
Nah.
Has anything looked like that again?
So I'll tell you guys real quick, right? Back in the wild cowboy days, 04, 05, 06, like in Queens, a multifamily would probably run at the height of the wild cowboy days, it was like $750, you know, in certain areas, right? $750. Now those same areas, those houses, those same duplexes are now $950 a million, 5.5%, 7% interest rate at those times, at the height. And we have more mortgage product out there. Now people are really actually qualified. We do more due diligence. We're making sure that you can afford what we're approving you for. So you gotta look at the price has increased. Now, the market did, I won't call it crash in New York. It did correct itself. There was, you know, homes that dropped 20%. No, it was more like a crash. Let me not sugarcoat it. New York did go through a crash, now that I think about it, because those same single families went from 750. I mean, those duplexes went from 750 to like 5,
that was,
450.
That was
when the whole market crashed, right?
Correct.
So they did get lower from like 2009 to like 2013, somewhere mm-hmm. around there. You can still get a decent multifamily for like 450, 500, 550. But now look over the past almost 10 years, They up almost $1 million.
And that's all I want.
And we're not going back to no 450, 500, because who the hell's going to sell their house at that price?
So that's all I'm saying. So if you guys, so you're, listen, he gave you his experience. Even if the market corrects itself, because we're not going to see a crash. The market crashed because we had predatory lending, we had mortgage fraud, we had all those things going taking place. Now we have checks and balances in place. So we're not looking at a market crash. We're looking at a market correction. That correction is, we're not going to see these huge 16 and 18% year-over-year increases. We're going to get to normal numbers, 4%, 6%. That's normal.
Yeah.
16 and 20% increases are abnormal.
Look, that's not normal. We can agree with that.
When it corrects itself, it's just going to slow that down. But that $800,000 house, more likely in Atlanta, is still going to be $800,000 instead of it selling for $850,000. It's going to sell for $800,000.
Or it may go for $780,000.
Yeah, it may go for $780,000.
Yeah.
The problem we have now is if it's for $800,000, it's $850,000.
No,
if it's $400,000, it's $450,000. It's $500,000. Everything is being sold above asking price on average, and it's up and it's stuck. Can we agree?
We can cheers to that.
Let's cheers. It's up and it's stuck.
I believe the market for 2021 is officially up and it's stuck. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Don't care what your comments say. Don't care what your reaction is in my DM. It is what it is. It's up and it's stuck. 2022, pandemic season three.
Season three.
It will be up and it's stuck. And if you're smart and if you're buying deals, not just buying real estate, but if you're buying deals, you have an opportunity to still make money. Whoever purchased in 2022, on average, I posted this the other day, America has gained about 110,000 in equity over the past 12 months.
Absolutely.
So whoever purchased in 2020,
21.
And now going into 21, they're up, right? And now I think going into 21, 22 is going to be the same thing.
Even more up.
And it's going to be even more up. So those are the opportunities where, like Julian said, you got to be able to take that equity out, reinvest into other properties, and build your portfolio the smart way and gear yourself up.
Yeah.
If there is a correction, if there is a crash, look, we don't have a crystal ball.
We don't, but
no one does.
What we want to do is we want to make sure you're educated and you're getting the correct information from people that are consistently in the field, closing deals, managing agents that close deals,
absolutely,
closing real estate mortgage deals. So you have the right information. Do your own due diligence. Do your own research.
Do your own due diligence, most importantly. Fuck the gurus. Don't listen to the gurus.
Exactly.
Listen to yourself. Don't listen to mom, dad, sister, brother.
Follow data, though. Listen to data.
Listen to the data. Listen to the numbers and make the right decision for you.
Right. So this has been a great episode.
Yeah, I think that's all we can say about
this
one.
It's been a great episode.
We talk about this all the time.
It's the market update. You know, we talk about it almost every day.
Every single day. Tap in with our social media platforms if you want to know what's happening on a day-to-day basis. And we'll definitely give you the right information.
Well,
so
thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Another Ram and Jim Show.
The number one real estate show in the world.
In the entire world.
We're manifesting this, y'all.
You like, share,
comment,
follow, comment.
Rate 5 stars on Apple. Leave a review. Send it to your community. All that good stuff. Let's really make this number one spot happen for Rants and Gems. All right?
Okay.
So my name is Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And I'm Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire, license number 317576. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
Peace.